कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय नमो नमः। माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस एंड द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्य ओम अष्टोत्तर सहस्रमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my shiksha guru vishnu pad shishmad bhakti vedan swami maharaj when I came here I became very happy when I was standing श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु फ्रॉम इंडिया फ्रॉम नवद्वीप आई बिकेम वेरी वरी दैट ही विल बी इन इंग्लैंड एलोन क्वाइट एलोन बट हियर आई एम सेइंग सो मच अ रंग रंग यू नो
सो मेनी कलर्स नहीं वो समझ जाते हैं भाव इनका
like utsav
festival
like festival he not alone here he is in cave gambhira cave you see gambhira cave oh what doing chariot festival jagannath baldev subhadra or here not only Oh, Nityananda Prabhu and all his associates are here. Even Giriraj Govardhan and all the associates from Vrindavan are here. Here, Basant Ritu is here. Basant Ritu, you know?
Spring time.
Yellow flowers. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, very, very happy. And what doing? Weeping. Oh, my Pranath, where you are? Oh, Krishna, where you are? After long time, after long separation, today I have... Today is... Gundicha Mandir Margin. Yesterday was the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
And Sarup Damodar Goswami.
Kalke Chilo. And Sarup Damodar.
Gadadhar Pandit.
Also Gadadhar Pandit. Today, perhaps of Sarup Damodar. Today. Anyhow, today is Gundicha Mandir Margin. The day to clear our hearts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make a seat for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, especially for Brijendanandan, Muralidhar, now Kishore Natavar, that Krishna. He never saw Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Always he saw what Brijendranandan Shyam Sundar with float with peak of feathers, not like this. He saw. Oh, in the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not here.
No, they put on the chop of Jagannath Dev.
No harm. Oh, their moods. But in Dwarka, at Jagannath Puri, it should not be. Never. So, today, in very morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his whole, all group of his associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Kashi Mishra, and all, so many. All Gaudiya Bhakta and Uriya Bhakta, all he took. And he took permission from Kashi Mishra that he should tell king that I want to wash whole temple and everything with my associate. He should not send any person from
his kingdom,
from the side of king. Oh, we will do ourselves. And then this year, oh, we will do a grand Rath Jatra festival. He can help from outside. So he took himself brooms, so many brooms, and some vessels, pots, clay pots, and doing kirtan, starting from Gambhira, through Jagannath Puri, he went to Gambhira. Gundicha Mandir, Mandir. We also have gone so many times with our Gurudev. Oh, more than 500 devotees with Gurudev. And so many parties there. Not only one party, thousand of party, a thousand of person in one party. So the area is very big, very big. And today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was washing temple. First bright brooming, not only one time, one, two, three times. First he broomed, big stones, big all these things he collected. And after that his second time, some small one. And third time, even dust. And then water was given. Thousands and thousands of devotees bringing water from Indradyumna Sarovar. And thousands of clay pots. Nothing to tell. Only what? Krishna, 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 empty going. Empty is going quickly. And full are coming. And they are giving in the hands of Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda, Prabhu, Advaita, Chara, like this. And they are all washing, top to bottom. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own Uttariya, Jagannath will seat all Singhasan. And everywhere. What is the meaning? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the highest thing, highest service of Radha and Krishna to this world. We must clear our hearts. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and after him Rupa Goswami and six Goswamis, later on all Guru Parampara, especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He was in Puri for so many years and he was the administrator of all these things there. So, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he was born there. He had taken birth there. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his all followers, they should try this very day to clear our hearts. So many dirties or things are here, unwanted things, aparad. These are bigger. We should not criticize any Vaishnava. We should try to be careful of 10 aparad, nama aparad, Vaishnava aparad, dhamma aparad, seva aparat, like all. We should always clear our heart. And after that, there are so many unwanted things, especially lust and
anger.
That should be driven out from our hearts. If lust is there, anger is there, bhakti cannot come because it is very soft and mild and very sweet. Bhakti cannot come. Never and never. So we should try to give up all these things. Kuti nati means what? Those who are ku,
bad
things. Not favorable for Krishna bhakti. At once you should try to give up. It is very dear and near to me, even if not favorable, we should give up. And what is favorable or naughty?
Forbidden for bhakti.
Forbidden for bhakti. That is the first shloka of, first and second shloka of Upadeshamritam. First, Vacho Begam, Manasah Krodha Begam, this and Atyahara Prayasa. Try to give up all these things. Kutinati. Even there are so many things. So many things. We like to give up all the puja archan of demigods. You should uproot all these things. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Rupa Goswami in his Rup Shiksha. Uproot all these things. All worldly, anya bhilashita, kyan, karma, yoga, tapasya, all these things. You should uproot. Try to clear more things. What is that? Even you can give up Narayan Seva. Even like Narayan, Dwarkadhish Seva. Do pranam, though you are same. But have you picked up feather or flute?
Go for this.
And also, can you accept that your father is Nanda and mother is
Yashoda?
If not, all these things are, oh, be away, far away. Oh, so much dandot pranam to you. More than this also, Mathuresh Krishna. Moreover, oh, do pranam to Yashodanandan. Yashodanandan, do pranam. We like Damodar, but what Damodar?
Radha
Damodar we want. Like also Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal and all friends. So we want the friend of Krishna, but not our friends. What more? Oh, beloved of Ashta Sakhi. And moreover, one thing, the mood of Rup Manjari to serve. If you can have a taste and made this object, your life is successful. So Swamiji came, introduced everywhere, Rath festival. But they are doing something wrong. After his
departure.
Oh, they have chosen a wrong
path.
Not honoring our senior devotees. And not only appearances are there. So much. Gatherings is so much. But not bhava rati there. mood is there. Shaita Parannath Pai. Gopis are bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra. And Mahaprabhu, what thinking? He is singing a song which is not good for audience, but even he was. And what that song was? It was from any literature book, Sahitya Darpan, for lusty, like lusty persons it was. Mahaprabhu was singing out, heart melting and tears in his eyes. Only Sarup knew what was the mood. Anyone else never. But there was a boy there. And who was? Silarup. Silarup. Rupa of Mahaprabhu was there. And he was looking toward the face of Mahaprabhu. And at once, he made quickly a poem like he was speaking. And this was very, very high class. Like, what was? My beloved is here. Myself is here. Meeting is there. So many kadamba trees, and its fragrance is coming. A beautiful basanti is there. But so many opulence is there, here, so much. I want to be, in Betasi Tarutale. Where Betasi Tale? The forest of cane. And there is kadamba tree. None is there. Lonely place. My beloved and myself, both are there. He's speaking so much. I want that thing. And Rupa Goswami wrote same thing, Parlap. More than Sahitya Darpan. So this is called, this mood is called Ratha Jatra, festival. In the guidance of any high class of devotees, if this called festival is going, then really it is called festival. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ratha Jatra festival was coming from ancient time, thousand years. But no rush was there so much. Only king was doing with the help of so much money, with his own persons. But now it became like public thing. And Mahaprabhu brought all the moods of Vrindavan, all the moods, separation especially, and after separation meeting. And he gave so many instructions there. So gradually in 7 days, we'll try to explain all these things so that you can have any greed to have this object. Swami Maharaj, Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, wanted to give all these things. But at that time it was full of forest. So many unwanted trees with thorns everywhere. So he wanted to cut all the jungles of Mayavad, Sahajya, Shekhaveki, Bauddhism and all other things. And then make that land fertile and to give these things. So he requested me that you should help me. And that is why I promised to help. So, for this reason, I'm going everywhere to preach his mission, to preach the mission of my Gurudev Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur is first person who wanted to preach in our whole world. Before this, none did so. So he inspired Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And he sent some persons here and there, in especially in England, to Ban Maharaj and so many. He sent there. But Srila Prabhupada in the Rashi inspired Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj as his own hands, and quickly he did it, preparing. So he should be merciful that you can preach here also, everywhere in the world, and be pure character, high character. Distribute books and also read and try to have that greed that is essential for Raganuga Bhakta. This is our mission. So we will explain all these things in our classes. We are going to live here for
seven days.
Today in evening I cannot join you because I will have to take rest today. And if I am okay, then I may come. There are so many now qualified devotees. They can preach. They know more than me. So much. So, Gaur Pramanande. But I want that you should make casuals.
I like holidays.
You know? And who will when give classes? And what is the tomorrow casual? We will have to go anywhere else?
Yes.
And that Jagannath, 20 feet more than that, is there?
Yes. Still there, that big.
And you will bring them also on chariot?
Tomorrow, big Jagannath will be coming early in the morning.
Where?
In the town center, Victoria Square.
Where we were in last?
No, last time we were in Cannon Hill Park. But that was booked already. So now we're just in the center of the city.
City center.
Place called Victoria Square, in front of the council house.
There is park?
No park. So at 12 o'clock, devotees will have some Nagasankirtan around.
Yes.
Under the guidance of Shishi Jagannath Bhade Subhadra. And Gurudev, but I think Gurudev will be coming after. There'll be a marquee program which will start at midday. So while the Nagasankirtan is going on, procession is going on, then the program in the marquee will continue. Because it's in the city center, so thousands of people will be passing by.
What time?
From 12 to 2, procession will go on. Then at 2 o'clock, other programs will go on with plays. Kishori Mohan Prabhu and Aranya Maharaj will do some bhajans, and then Aranya Maharaj will speak. And then at 4 o'clock, we have some distinguished guests, the Assistant High Commissioner from India, I think the Deputy Mayoress of Birmingham, she'll be coming. They will speak. And then about 4:15, 4:30, then Srila Gurudev will arrive. Then Srila Gurudev will speak. And
better that I should be present when Indian High Commissioner or
4 o'clock.
So I was. When they speak, they will stay, and then you will come, and then you speak. But if you want to come while they're speaking, that can be arranged, no problem, as you like.
4 o'clock next time.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. I may come.
Okay. Then there'll be a drama after that, and then Aarti, Prasad, and for the day we want to serve thousands of plates of prasadam to the people.
Very good. Thank you.
Gaur Pramanande.
Oh. Kirtan? Oh. Any kirtan? You should distribute? No. Better, you should. Eyes are more sweet. Oh, his smiling is more sweet. Vrindavan is too sweet. And his float also sweet. His nakedness is also so sweet. And if he is decorated, more sweet. His angriness, oh, very, very sweet, very sweet. So everything is very sweet. Go on. Vishakha and all. Churun militam jena tasmai shi guravai namah. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyai vacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namah. Namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah Yang Prabhyantamanupetamapetakrityam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Juhava Potreti tanmataya tarvo vinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanatus. Tavai vasmi, najimami tvaya vina iti vidyay radhi tam naimam acharnantike. Before my class, I want to tell you something that tomorrow is Nisinga Chaturdashi Vrata. Nisinga Dev, out of Marshni, he came, saved the Prahlad Maharaj, and killed very big demon like Hiranyakashipu. That very day, on Chaturdashi of this month. So we should try to be observe Vrata. It will be better that we should take Netjala without water even. In India, almost all devotees there. But you are given something. What? Concession. Western countries, devotees, that they may take anything, but not corn, wheat,
no grain,
or anything made by corn. You can take some vegetables, juice, or milk, yogurt, or anything. You can. But don't take so much. If you are not taking, oh, so good. The mercy of Nisinga, they will come. But we should also consider the Swamiji's concession. So you can do like this. But you should all observe Nisinga Chaturdashi. From beginning, from early morning, Arti, or you can do that kirtan also, Nisingadev. Namaste Nisingahlad Daini. That, and from beginning of our part, daily routine as in morning, or from beginning of seventh canto, about six or seven chapters regarding them, regarding Prahlad Maharaj. We should try to explain. And also in midday, give offering bhog to Nisingadev also. But that kind of You can give anything to Nrisimhadeva. He is not bound by all these things. And in our this class, we will explain so many things about the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And then in evening, the pastimes of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad will be shown in drama play. Oh, you should be ready for that. On 7th May, the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri, we should try to glorify him. How he did Annakoot after a long period at the time of Krishna, which was done by Nanda Baba and all. And after that, Madhavendra Puri path. To serve newly coming from earth, O Gopal Dev. And by his order, he did so many things. So we will glorify that. So I want that, as usual, we did in past years, we should prepare all the lady devotees. They are very expert in making paraphernalia, so many various kinds of sweets. Achar ke ki bole?
Pickles.
Or so many namkeen, salties,
savories.
Juices and so many things. Butter, chapati, puri, kachauri, halwa, mahanbhog, kheer, laddu, and so many things. They can do so many kinds of preparations. But I want that it should be under control, that one lady or a group of ladies, devotees, they should make one paraphernalia, one kind of, and others. I want that not less than 364 kinds of should be there. But all the things, kacha mal, kacha,
uncooked,
they should be given by male devotees to them. They should supply them.
All the ingredients
should be supplied by them, and you should take test in this. Those will help in any way, even giving any grain in this Mahotsav of Annakoot.
Annakoot festival.
And helping by words, helping by anyone. It may be that Lakshmi can beg anywhere, door to door. But that devotee will not do like that. Never he will be beggar. So you should try to do all. We should try to help all in these things. So I want at least 364 kinds of preparation should be done. But in a controlled way that all should not make one thing.
Same.
Different. And I think that Prabhu,
Nanda Gopal
Prabhu, and make a team for this so that you can divide it all. Puri should also be done. You know puri? Manbhogi, you know? Manohar, laddu, all kinds of preparation should be done. That Krishna should come by greed. And he should become Govardhan Hill like, and he will test. From that very day, we should do Nagar Sankirtan as usual. Nagar Sankirtan. Nagar Sankirtan here. Go puja should be done very calm and quiet. Any cow with calf should be brought, and we will worship that. And we will worship Vaishnav Brahman. Vaishnav. Or Brahman Vaishnav. qualified. Brahman, but devotee. And then we will give, offer all these things to Govardhan, and before this we will do abhishek by so many things. Milk,
yogurt,
honey,
ghee,
and sugar. So many things.
And coconut water.
Coconut water also. We should try to arrange all these things. When it will be done? As usual. In evening?
In morning.
In morning. Oh, yes.
10 o'clock.
Not at Sankirtan, at 10 o'clock. And then after that, coming here and taking place.
Oh, we will take from here. All should be here. And from here, we will go to Govardhan Hill, very nearer. Nearer Jamuna, anywhere.
Radha Kund,
Radha Kund, and all are there. And we will do all this. And after that, we will distribute all prasadam to all devotees. To all. Not any special persons. To all it will be given. And then we will do parikrama. Parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan there. No? With dancing and... And then we will take all the paraphernalia from there and we will bring here, and here we will distribute. And then in evening, or classes, we will glorify Giriraj Govardhan. How he is? He can give everything. Who is he? What is his swarup? Swarup means?
Constitutional form.
Form. Who is he? Whether we should worship in him in God's form or
devotee form.
Devotee form. We will discuss all these things. So I think you should make a team and you should manage all these things. I think all should, anyhow, they should take part in this. Now, now it is about 7. So something before my class, I want to discuss. I wanted to discuss Chaitanya Charitamrit, last parichet, antya. There, Krishnadas Gopriraj Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, especially Rupa and Raghunath. And after that, oh, he is glorifying the stage of Mahabhava of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he is jumping in sea? Why sometimes he is out of 7 doors? How quickly going there? And becoming like mad. Sometimes hearing the sweet flute of Krishna, he becomes mad. How? These are the very high class of modes. So I wanted to give something, any idea about all these things that we can follow easily. To whom? Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. We should know the mode of all these devotees and try to follow them. It may help you. But before that, today, I want to explain that very dangerous is for any devotee is the sangha.
Bad association.
And in that bad association, so many varieties of doubts will come about devotees, about bhakti, about Krishna and Prabhu. So many doubts may come. Or it is bound to come if you are not in good association. And thus gradually you will be very far, far, far away, and then you will be ruined. So I want to make you careful. You should know all these things. Once, Krishna, with his all queens and daughters and sons, relatives, he came to Kurukshetra. No? Before the Mahabharata battle, from everywhere, from India, so many emperors, kings with their relatives, sons and daughters, they have all assembled in Kurukshetra, because at that time Kurukshetra was the prominent Tirthasthali of India, where Parshuram has done so many sacrifices, where is the place of Prithu Maharaj. So many things are there. So all were assembled. Even Pandavas, Kunti mother, Draupadi, Subhadra, all were assembled there. Bhisham Pitama, Durjodhan, all with his all relatives, all were there. Anyhow, Nanda Baba heard that my dear son is going to Kurukshetra. And he quickly announced that tomorrow we will go by bullock cart, all relatives. Only some old person will be here to look after Braja, and we should go. So all gopis, Yashoda mother, and all, they came to Kurukshetra. They were all meeting each other, all, utter, especially after taking bath in sun eucalyptus.
Solar eclipse.
And they were denoting what they have. All golden ornaments, garments, wealth, what they have, all they are distributing. After this, Draupadi, Kunti, and all came to meet Vasudev. Vasudev, the father of Krishna. Vasudev. Oh, Kunti was weeping so much, telling his brother, "Brother, you came very, about nishthur ho gaye. Why you became so cruel? My sons were given poison. They were given in fire. And we became so that we have to go to forest and jungle, giving up all kingdoms. We are all dying. But you never came to us. Why you become cruel?" Then Vasudev Maharaj, he also began to weep, telling, "My sister, dear sister, we were at that time in prison. Our six sons were killed there. This cruel Kans killed our sons. And he was giving terrible
torture
etching me. Us. How we could have come?" So we were bound in that. At that time, we have sent Krishna to save Krishna to Gokul Vrindavan. And he was like a baby. Don't be worried. All the things, we have nothing to do. We are bound to tolerate all these things. So my dear sister, try to realize this fact. We are puppet in the hands of Krishna. Puppet. But also, to some extent, we are svatantra, independent to do anything new. And we are bound to enjoy the fruits of bad and good activities.
You are bound to do. So don't blame on Krishna, Supreme God, or to us. Don't blame. We may think that Hitler was very cruel. And he took so many Jews in
Holocaust.
In jail. And so many were killed there. Tortured he so much torture. Why, if God is there, why he became cruel? Not to stop that. So any doubt may come. Why he did so? So many doubts may come. If God was there, why he became neutral? He should not have been. So we should think so many things. If you are in any bad association, they will raise all the points and tell there is no God at all. He is not merciful. He cannot do anything because he has no form, no end, no mind to think. He is nirgun, he is abhyakta, he is nothing, zero. So what is the need of worshipping him or accepting him? We don't want to accept. Why he could not stop Hitler? So everything has been told in our epics. No? Why Krishna could not stop he? If he wished, all could have been stopped, totally. We cannot do anything. As I told, we are like a prophet. But you can see Gita. What Gita telling? He's telling, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam hiddeshe arjuna tishthati Brahman sarva bhutani yantra rudhani maya. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Have you read Gita? Do you remember this? Who can explain? You can explain? Achata, you should explain. But I think you cannot. I know. But you should try. Or sitting there. Oh, no, did at once. Who can?
Yeah, hiddeshi arjuna tishtati. In the heart, the hidden, hiddeshi arjuna tishtati, the Supreme Lord is done. Hiddeshi arjuna tishtati, Brahmayan sarabhundani, Brahmayan from the Abramandavunayoka, from the highest planet to the lowest, the Brahman, the Brahman, resting on the Brahman ocean, in the material world. The living entity, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani, is wandering throughout the Bhutani living entity, Sarva, all of these Brahmanas, Brahmanandas. Yadashi Vadunya Chistati, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani, Yantra Rudani Mayaya. Yantra means machine, Rudani Mayaya, made of the material energy. So Krishna is explaining that I am dwelling within the heart of every living being. And I'm guiding their footsteps as they're wandering throughout all of the material universes, all of the material planets, all of the 8,400,000 species of life. And as if situated on a machine made of the material energy. So if one sees even a fly, any living entity, there may be some feeling that this is independent of the Supreme Lord. But no, Krishna can drive that living entity just as we would drive a car. And that living entity is the soul of that living entity is unconscious, but Krishna is fully conscious. So he can direct the wanderings of everyone at his will as he sees fit. So he can do that if he likes.
Thank you. Anything new, Penny? Ishvara sarbhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishvara, in the form of Paramatma, as a sakshi, as a witness, he is here. What doing? The jivas are standing on their karma chakra. Huh? What is that? Like a pot maker.
Potter.
Clay potter. Oh, what he is doing? Like a stick.
It's moving a wheel.
And he is doing that and so many kinds of pot are coming. So we are sitting all. Where? On our bad or good activities we have done in past. And that has become karma chakra. Krishna is doing nothing. Witness is what we are suffering, testing. It is due to our own fault or good activities or bad activities. Krishna is not responsible for this. If in America, who is now president?
Mr. Bush.
If anyone is killing anyone here in this, then is the president of America is responsible for that murder or not?
No.
Yes. Yes, no, both. No. Very good. He has first announced and made some regulation for the not to do like this. But if anyone not obeying, so many police, so many judges, so many court, and so many everything is there to punish that person. So Krishna has announced in Veda, Shastra, and by devotees here and there, you should not do like this. And if you are doing, then you will have to be on karma chakra and you will have to suffer for that. Krishna is not responsible because he has told. So jivas has some independence to do, but they are bound to enjoy their activities fruit. Now, more clearly you should come. Why a father of Krishna, Supreme God, he is suffering? Why he was suffering? Why? We should try to know. Because he was one of the associates of Krishna and he has come with Krishna to give so many teachings to world. So he was like playing as a
actor.
In Krishna pastime. Why? To establish dharma. He was doing so, all these things. Secondly, if there is any Bhagavat Bhakta, devotee, he should have tolerance. Tolerance, you know? If devotee, but no tolerance, no pure devotee. That should be like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Vasudev Maharaj. So, to show whole world as an example that we should be try to be like Vasudev Maharaj in tolerance. And why he tolerated? Oh, there are so many reasons. What? When the aerial voice came that the AIDS womb of Devaki will
kill
Kansa. Oh, Kansa became upset and he wanted to kill whom? Devaki. From whom? Or eighth womb will come. He was in dilemma. He heard from the aerial voice and he believed that eighth son will come and will kill me. But even he wanted to make it
false.
False. I will kill Devaki, and thus no Ombu will be there. So he wanted. But Vasudeva Maharaj has a strong faith on Krishna, this aerial powers, that anyhow, Kanskanat and eighth Ombu must come, and it will kill. So he was he was very firm belief in this.
Very confident.
Very confident. So we should be in confidence. If anyone will chant name, here pastimes of Krishna, do any service, they cannot be killed by anyone. Never, never. So we should have a confidence like Vasudeva to teach this thing. Moreover, something more. What? The six homes of Devaki, who were there? Who were they? Oh, they were the sons of Marichi Muni, very high class of realized Muni. And they were in the council of Brahma once. And they criticized Brahma, Mahabhagavatam. And for this offense, he has to come. Where? In the womb of the wife of Kalnemi. Grandfather of Hiranyakashipu. Kalnemi, grandson. And he came there. And after that, Kalnemi became Kansa. And these six sons became his son. And his son being, by the fruit that they have done offenses in Mahabhagavatam. And he has told, cause, that you will be killed by your own father. So they must suffer. They must suffer. Hiranyakashipu. Then they came in the womb of Mother Yashoda. And that is why they were killed. But we are not seeing. Only we are seeing from upside. Externally we will say. We are not seeing the past activities. So Hitler, whom he killed, they have done so much wrong things. They have killed so many in any way. And they came in the shape of like Jews. Why all Jews were not killed? Somewhere. Except. And they were saved. But why all this? They were guilty for their own activities, for fall, past activities. But we are so foolish, we cannot imagine what they have done in their past. But Krishna knows as a sakshi. As a witness. And he arranged all these things that they must be killed. Now so many cows we are seeing in India here and there. They are killed. Why? Because they had taken meat from all these things, acts, and now they are testing their bad activities. So any kind of these doubts may come in bad society. So we should be very careful for this. Don't associate those who have no bhakti. In Gita also it has been told, Sandehatma Vinashyati. Those who have any doubt in Krishna, his associates in bhakti, they will be destroyed very soon. So we should be very, very careful about this. Now, I'm coming to my class, but time is over. Some drama play will come of Haridas Thakur.
Yes,
Haridas Thakur. We should hear and we should see. But I wanted to tell the glorifications of Srila Haridas Thakur. Though he was from beginning Muslim, But really, who was he? Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj. Both. They wanted to come and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, they came by the wish of Krishna. So, though he was Muslim, but yet he has so much faith and he was chanting name from beginning. From beginning. Who was his Gurudev? Really no Gurudev. But Gurudev was Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu. Because he is superior than Brahma. So, when he was in his native place, all were very much attracted to him. He was a renounced, only some door coping, nothing else. Always chanting Hari name. From beginning, 3 lakhs of name. Some louder, loudly, some in mind, some hearing oneself. Sometimes without mala, or dancing and rolling down on the earth, some without mala, in daytime, night time, and thus he used to complete 3 lakhs of name daily. So all the common person became very attracted to him. They used to give him so much respect, so much respect. So the king of that place, Ramachandra Khan, became upset. I am a king of this place, but no one respects me like him. He is Muslim, and even they are honoring him. So what he did? He called a very beautiful teenage prostitute and told that I will give you half my kingdom and wealth. And if you are
able to
deviate that Haridas Thakur. Oh, don't worry. In a moment I can do this. Moment. Give me some time. His chest only jab tak hi mujhe dekhta nahi.
He has good character until he sees me.
So once he will see me, and at once his chastity will go away. So give me time. And thus, one day, in the night, she went there, Haridas Thakur. He was alone. In night time, Purnima was there. Cool freeze was there. Oh, on this bank of Ganges. He has a plant of tulsi. And he used to worship daily. And on the shade of that tulsi, in his cave he used to chant Harinam Holy. So that prostitute came and tried so much, half naked, sometimes so much thing, and showing so many dhrubhangi, poses. She wanted to. But he was telling that prostitutes, I will obey you. I will fulfill your desire. But let me finish my task. What was the task? To chant 1 koti harina. 1 crore.
100 million.
100 million. I have taken bow for this.
10 million.
10 million of name. If he doing 3 lakhs, then how it will be? He must be doing 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs. So he was doing whole day and night. So I have taken a bow for this. You should wait. You should sit here. And when I will finish, I must obey you. Fulfill your desire. So she was sitting. Morning came, she was waiting. But when morning came,